Hello all. So just a disclaimer, this is a little bit of a rambling podcast, but like I say at the introduction to this podcast, I have so much bubbling up inside of me that I just needed to share, and I want all the people I care about to know that I want to share my compassion. I just want to share my love of this country and love of democracy and love of equality with everybody. And I know this sounds very kumbaya, but I really don't care. I don't care how I sound. If I sound like a triggered snowflake, I don't care. What I do care about is what is happening and how I can be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So love to you all. And I appreciate you listening. Hello, all you listeners out there. This is Lid's Life Lessons, but I haven't recorded in a while, but there's been so many things going on since the pandemic started and since things are heating up with a major election coming up in November. And apparently voices from space and killer hornets, which I've not seen yet, thank God, and apparently locusts. So I guess if I knew what the apocalyptic seven signs were, I'd probably know more. But that aside, I'm sitting out here on my back patio enjoying the morning birds concert and just enjoying the peacefulness, period. As this podcast really isn't political, I just need to share some things about what I'm hearing and what I know to be true. One of the things that's just weighing so heavily on my mind is the issue of race in this country. And I've been looking at a lot of things, reading a lot of things, and just trying to keep an open mind and trying to listen, truly listen, not just, you know, take it in, but take it in at a soulful level. I heard a really good brief, I'll call it a PSA, I don't know really what it was, but by Brian Stevenson, who is the author of Just Mercy, and he was a lawyer who worked tirelessly in the 80s and 90s, and currently works too. He just founded the Lynching Museum in Mississippi, I think it is, or Alabama, one of the two. Anyway, he worked for many years where he could have been making, he could have been a corporate lawyer and or a litigating lawyer making tons and tons of money, but he chose to go the route of justice and equality and worked with death row prisoners who, as he investigated, found out that a number of them were framed and put in prison unjustly. So I read that book several years ago and found it to be absolutely fascinating, and I do recommend it. And another book that I read within the last year is So Let's Talk About Race, or So You Want to Talk About Race. And it was an honest, brutal, what's the word I'm looking for? Look at race in this country and how people of color perceive themselves. And the good thing was that the author addressed her audience purposefully. So she knew she had a mixed audience, and something she just said, okay, white people, listen up. And I was not offended by that at all. And I found it to be very educational, and I highly recommend that as well. I started to read The Hate U Give. I read about half, I listened to about half of it, and it was really good. I listened to Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds. I mean, and that is not even close to the the list of resources and books to read. There's so much out there. The new Buzz book right now is White Fragility. And let me address that issue of white privilege. I am so tired of hearing my quote-unquote friends on the right talking about what privilege. I don't have any privilege. My people struggled, and my I don't have any money. And they just don't understand what white privilege is. And sometimes we white people just need to sit down and shut up and listen to the voices that matter. Because the voices who are most affected by this are the ones that are least heard and least represented. So let's just sit back and keep our opinions to ourselves for a little bit and just show some compassion and kindness. But back to Bryan Stevenson, he did a really good PSA on the idea of reparations too, which comes up a lot in conversation politically and in just in race conversations. And he addressed it in a way that made so much sense, because most people, when they hear that word, all they think of is money. But the idea of reparations is really not about money. It's about whenever you have a problem like an addiction, they always say the first step to solving that problem is to acknowledge you have a problem. And we have a big problem in this country, and it's called racism. But the bigger problem than that is we have so many people in denial of that, and I don't see color, and I'm just so sick to death of hearing that. I just think it's ridiculous. So anyway, he talks about it from a standpoint of what happened in Germany after World War II and the Holocaust, and what happened in South Africa after apartheid was finally came off the books. And not to say that racism still doesn't exist, and anti-Semitism and all sorts of racism does not exist. However, both of those countries recognized that to move forward and to heal, they needed to face the reality of what happened and look at it and be sympathetic toward it and empathetic toward it and find a way to heal. And the monuments they put up were not to the people who propagated that that hate and racism. It's to the heroes of those times. You know, we have this issue of Confederate, honoring Confederate, quote-unquote, heroes. They weren't heroes. They were traitors to the country when you really look at it. And, okay, so that's what I have to say today, because it has just been bubbling up inside of me, and I just want to share those thoughts because I think it's so important that we listen, and stop reacting to everything. Stop reacting. You know, we are triggered. I hate that word, but we are triggered by a lot of nonsense. And a couple of things I suggest, because I do like to put in things that are, you know, useful and helpful, is number one, listen. And try not to judge ahead of time. I know that's not easy. We all do it. I'll admit I do it. I'm trying to be a listener, not as much of a talker, a listener. To educate yourself, read up and fact check. Snopes is a really good site. I know I get called out by one of my friends who she fact checks everything now, and I am too, because sometimes I post something and even though she and I think a lot alike, she'll call me out on it and say, that's not true. So I want to be factual. Facts are important. So take care of yourself, folks, and I hope this was some good food for thought for you. I love you. Take care of yourself. You mean a lot to me.